All right. Greetings to you all in the name of the Most High. Much is going on. This world is incredible. All that's taking place. How you doing out there? You doing good? Good. All right. How many of you feel like you're in the midst of despair, in the midst of struggle? You're trying to do different things. You're obstructed on all sides. You're put in a holding pattern. You can't, you want to move, you want to go somewhere else, but when you, everybody else you know that somewhere else wants to move as well. Okay, good. Welcome to the world that you're in right now, and into the experience that people are having around the world right now. This right now is an incredible window, and it's a window of transition. That's why people also feel like moving, because we will be moving. And so many times when you're impressed with something inside and within, you want to express it in your actions externally. We start from within. Things are birthed within, and then they express themselves without. So everybody all over feels that transition. The question that people have, which is not yet resolved, is whether the transition is going to be into a horrible, draconian, just Orwellian nightmare, or are we going to transition into an incredible future for humanity? And you know, there's a, I don't know if you guys have ever checked out any of Buckminster Fuller stuff. I've seen a little bit of it here and there. Interesting guy for sure. But he had a quote, and he said, humanity will oscillate between going into, and I'm butchering the quote, but going into oblivion or into a golden age or utopia, all the way up until the very end. It's going to go back and forth, touch and go. And that seems to be what's happening. You know, we're switching here and there between, at one moment it looks like, wow, this is going to be the most incredible thing, and then we go back and forth between that and the most crazy, insane, just people checking their brains at the door and going along with heinous forms of mind control. And, you know, so this is, but this is where we are. Now, you can see the good thing about all of this, and there's a good thing about all of this. I know it's uncomfortable, okay? But this is, there's much more going on than your comfort. The good thing about all of this is you can see. You can see. You have, for the first time, truly the ability to see what's going on where we didn't before. Before, so many of these things were hidden. They were still going on, though. They were still going on. And it's important for you to understand, all this stuff was still going on. You just couldn't see it, because it was hidden through layers and layers and layers. But now, you know, third-party proxies doing things on behalf of hidden hands and controllers that stayed behind the scenes and moved everything around like puppet masters. But in the push for this type of control, and it's a very sloppy push, by the way, because it's so visible, in that push, now people can see that they couldn't before. What's happening? What's going on? And for those that have any shred of humanity in them, they have questions. They have concerns. They don't like where they see things going. Okay, back to some of the earlier points that we've raised. You, listener, you, friend, you, brother and sister, walking this planet at such a window and a juncture as this, we all have to take personal responsibility for ourselves, for our experience, and for that which is around us, and for the things that you see that you know are not right, you, not somebody else, not somebody you vote for, you need to say, what can I do to be part of the solution for that, as small as it may be? And listen, this is not about tossing some money into a nonprofit or voting for a candidate. That people made those kind of things, because again, that was a form of programming. They made those the primary. Those are afterthoughts. What will you do to take responsibility and to engage in solutions around you? Because the more the problems, the more the world has need of you. Because you have the solution. You are the technology. You are the answer. And it is the lack of you, and it is the lack of the individual of who you are within, and the application of that, it is the lack of that in the world and the world experience that we are around us that results in the problems that we have, because we are not bringing forward our best. We are not solving what needs to be solved. Listen, when you give it to somebody external, and you say to somebody outside, you do this. Okay, but you're expecting someone to do what you know that needs to be done. Now, we all can't be everywhere all the time doing everything. But there is something we can all do. What is that something? You know, with the 20 on 20 initiative, and that was an incredible, incredible initiative. And it's still, the manifestation of that is still rippling, still going through. I mean, that was a tremendous success, and you'll see. It's still not done, but you'll see. But our overt piece that we did was done. But what was one thing that we all did together? People showed up from all over the globe at 3 a.m. Central Time on the 20th every month for 5 years to pray, to meditate, to come together, to combine their PSI fields, whatever you want, however you want to put it. People came together and they broke rest on one side of the globe, and they cut away from whatever they're doing on the other side of the globe to be together for years, every month, in the middle of the night. Now, how many, just to get one person up every month at 3 a.m. at the same time for 5 years would be a challenge. But to have hundreds and hundreds of people doing the exact same thing for years, that is incredible. And you know what? It's what people could do. And they did what they could do. And every time you go back and you look at the shows, and you go back and you look at what happened around those shows, that was having a global impact. Still not done. But we were faithful to the piece that we needed to do, all the way up and through the very last moment. Listen, a big part of all this is just showing up. You take a step. And as you take a step, everything you need is going to manifest for the purposes that are necessary. But you got to take a step. And the problem is that a lot of times people won't take a step because you're afraid. What if you fail? Well, here's another one. You're afraid. What if you succeed? I sometimes wonder, are people more afraid of failure or success? I saw something the other day. It said, ancient Chinese proverb. It said, don't be afraid of going slowly. Be afraid of standing still. I thought that was interesting. Not afraid of either, but yeah, I would rather be going slowly than standing still. Take a step. So what is it that you, this day, just, okay, let's go down and let's make it personal. On a personal level, what is it this day that you want to do, be, accomplish, change in and around you, in your personal life, in your personal experience? What is it? You want to learn a new skill? You want to change your financial position? You want to change your health window? What is it? Well, whatever it is, you know, what do you see manifesting in your life, in your world? Okay? Now, what's the next thing that you're going to do to move in that direction? If you take a step in the opposite direction of what you believe, well, one, that's cognitive dissonance. But two, the thing that you know you ought to do, you're not doing. Now listen, this is not guilting anybody, all right? I don't do that. Never been into that. Hate it when people try to do it to me. This is pragmatic and very practical. Whatever's come before is what's come before. It's done. This is your moment. Right now. So in this moment, right now, what do you want to see manifest, happen, do? You know, the other day, it's interesting. The other day I was curious about just a company. I was doing a little bit of research. And going through some material, I was curious about what it was. So I just found some contact information, published stuff. Dropped an email to a couple different people that were within the company, and within 3 days I got a response, a pretty detailed response about just some questions that I had. I could spend a year wondering about what this company did and how they did certain things, or I could just stop, take a step, drop a mail, get a response. Somebody wrote me back. Some very good information, because I'm curious about a particular industry for several reasons and possible future projects. Okay. Take a step. You know, you want to start getting your health together? Okay, what time do you get up? Well, say you get up 7, 6:30, 5, I don't know. Say you get up at 6:30, okay? You want to start taking one step, then take a literal step. Now get up at 6:20. You're getting up at 6:30, get up at 6:20. And just start everything 10 minutes earlier, only do 10 minutes. And, of course, check with your doctor before you start this, because I'm not your doctor, I'm not your physical therapist, I'm not your physician, and I'm not your personal trainer. But all those things check out, then start. Spend 10 minutes. Do some stretching. Go for a walk. Come back and then start your day. Make a change. You don't like the way things are? Make a change and watch what else changes around you. I think probably one of the biggest learning lessons is when people stop waiting for somebody else to do, and you do. Stop with the savior programming. The savior programming, what does it do? It keeps putting people in a place where you keep looking for something external and outside of you to magically solve and fix everything. When what was done for us? What do we have? What's within us? You. The kingdom is within you. The dominion, the king and the dominion are with and in you. The kingdom is within you. So you go and do, and you watch the manifestation happening as you do that. That's the way it's meant to be. This is how the worlders paralyze you. They get you, who have the power to manifest and to create, who has the power to establish the kingdom and dominion and all that needs to be, and they get you to sit there and wait for something to happen. You know how many people I know that have just gone and sat and waited around for their entire lives, their entire human experience, and then at the end of it they wonder what happened, if they have the chance to have that thought, because many times they just check out. Decades sitting in pews being told and being reinforced that, you know, it's all going to work out, you just sit and wait and watch. That's BS. I'm trying to keep a PG-13. That's BS. You are the answer. You're the solution. And at this point, I've had enough of my own personal life experience and information to know the truth in all that is there beyond the illusion and the mind control. Your own life experience is going to be one of the biggest reinforcers of that which is true and that which is false. Take a little time and look back and know for yourself. Alright, hey, bless you guys, we love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can always say hi to us there. Yeah, no, things are good. And yeah, I got a couple of new things coming up pretty soon. We will announce them here, because this is always the place, the podcast and the Faith Mix homepage. That's always the place if you want to know what's up. All right, bless you guys. Talk to you again sometime soon. All right, bye.